Chapter 5, Army Air and Missile Defense Command. This chapter describes AAMDC operations and how this level of command deploys, employs, and supports ADA organizations. The guidance in this chapter is applicable to the role of an AAMDC in all areas of AMD operations and ADA fires, supporting the preservation of land and air combat power. Roles and capabilities. The role of the AAMDC is to perform AMD planning, coordination, integration, and execution in support of the JFC priorities. One AAMDC is normally assigned to a theater. If not already forward stationed or deployed, an early entry element of the AAMDC initially deploys, followed by the remainder of the headquarters. The AAMDC can operate either with the entire force in theater or using split operations. The AAMDC is the primary ADA command organization and lead for Army Theater AMD. The AAMDC strategically deploys combat-ready ADA forces. In performing this role, the AAMDC ensures the Army's contribution to the joint AMD fight is architecturally and seamlessly integrated, coordinated, and synchronized with other Army joint and multinational units, and supports the JFC's intent. In wartime, the AAMDC operates in theater in support of the Army Force Commander, or, if designated, the JFLC and JFAC. Normally, the AAMDC is under the operational control of the JFLC and in direct support of the Area Air Defense Commander, AADC, JP3-01. The AAMDC Commanding General has three primary roles: Senior AMD Commander, Theater Army AMD Coordinator, and, if appointed, Deputy AADC for AMD. The AAMDC commander is the Army proponent for the AMD combat function and has total responsibility for active AMD planning within Army forces, and when assigned, for the entire land force. As the Theater Army AMD coordinator, the commander ensures organic, assigned, and supporting ADA units' contributions to accomplish AMD objectives in support of the Army Force commanders, JFLCs, if appointed, and JFC's concept of operations are properly planned, coordinated, and synchronized. These responsibilities include recommending AMD missions for the other members of the Joint Combined Arms Team. The AAMDC Commander, as the Deputy AADC for AMD, ensures that Army AMD operations are properly coordinated and integrated with those of joint and multinational forces. In addition, as the Deputy AADC, the Commander may chair the Theater AMD Coordination Board, which recommends changes to AMD priorities on the defended asset list, adjustments to planned defense designs, and actions across all the operational elements based on threat activities and/or friendly operations. While the capabilities of the AAMDC and the ADA Brigade have significant overlap, their roles and responsibilities are distinct. Discussions of each of these roles and responsibilities are provided in subsequent sections addressing command and control, force operations, engagement operations, and sustainment. Additional details are provided in ATP 3-01.94. AAMDC composition. The AAMDC is staffed for its primary role to plan for U.S. and multinational land-based AMD forces and integrate these forces and their defenses into the AADC's overall AMD plan. The AAMDC is an organization of either wholly active or reserve component ADA, fire support, aviation, intelligence, sea burn, signal, and sustainment personnel melded into an effective AMD team. All AAMDCs are constructed based on a core table of organization and equipment, but are staffed somewhat differently to meet unique regional challenges in performing their missions. The organizational structure of the AAMDC consists of a command section and 12 subordinate sections. The Chief of Staff, G1, Personnel, G2, Intelligence, G3, Operations, G4, Logistics, G6, Communications/Electronics, Inspector General, Public Affairs, Staff Judge Advocate, Unit Ministry Team, Battery Headquarters, and Motor Maintenance. Strategic Planning and Resource Management Functions, G5, G8, are performed by designated personnel from within the existing staff structure. AAMDCs are regionally aligned, mission-tailored organizations. ADA formations are typically task-organized to the AAMDC to conduct AMD operations. Command and control. The AAMDC serves as an operational command supporting the Army Force Commander, or JFLIC, and JFAC. In exercising C2, the AAMDC is guided by the 7 principles of mission command in training, equipping, supporting, deploying, and fighting relevant ADA formations from brigade, in most operations, to crew level, generally in early entry or small-scale deployment operations. The AAMDC C2 node links active defense, passive defense, and attack operations functions and provides timely assessment of the threat. It enables rapid dissemination of data fusion, tactical warning, mission assignment, queuing, targeting data, and post-strike assessment to the appropriate AMD element. AAMDCs are equipped with AMD PCS and a Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, THAAD, Portable Planner. The AMD PCS is capable of exercising C2 functionality for force and engagement operations. The Portable Planner enables the AAMDC to plan and evaluate THAAD defenses. The AAMDC focuses on force operations across the theater for deployed ADA forces. The AAMDC participates in engagement operations through its ADA FCO. As noted in Chapter 4, the ADA FCO team is collocated with the Designated Engagement Authority for air and missile threats. The AAMDC assists in coordinating upper and lower tier engagements across the theater and region. This involves coordination between the Navy's Aegis, Patriot, and THAAD weapon systems, all of which may be employed in the Homeland Defense mission as well as in theaters. This responsibility is primarily executed through the ADA FCO, who serves as the Army's upper and lower tier coordination officer. The ADA FCO is deployed at the Joint Air Operations Center, JAOC, or other appropriate joint controlling headquarters, in conjunction with the Naval Ballistic Missile Defense Liaison Officer. The ADA FCO uses equipment provided by the Joint Controlling Headquarters and organic voice communications. Force operations. The AAMDC projects its ADA forces to theater to support the JFC priorities based on METTC. This includes all aspects of mobilization and pre-deployment operations, deployment and entry operations, employment and sustainment, and redeployment, as well as the responsibility for training and certifying its task-organized forces. Historically, the AAMDC conducts strategic and operational-level efforts, coordinating the administrative, operational, logistical, and special staff requirements for subordinate units, typically brigades. The AAMDC plans future operations and supports current operations by monitoring the execution of its subordinate ADA brigades and conducting appropriate replanning to maintain viability of land-based air and missile defenses as the tactical and operational situations change. AAMDC operations focus on coordinating, integrating, and synchronizing the operational elements, C2 nodes, sensors, attack systems, and active/passive defense to effectively counter the air and missile threat and weapons of mass destruction. AAMDC force operations include the following core tasks: AMD planning and coordination with and between supported and supporting headquarters, coordination of AMD-related tasks and liaison with multinational forces, AMD resource allocation, support of critical and defended asset list development and management, airspace control measures planning and coordination, AMD aspects of the IPB, referred to as AMD-IPB in further discussions, AMD reporting, coordination of force protection requirements, dissemination of early warning, support offensive counter-air, attack operations during target development and time-sensitive targeting, sustainment operations. The AAMDC performs AMD planning and coordination with and between supported and supporting headquarters. The AAMDC functions as a Theater Army AMD coordinator, coordinating and planning centralized air battle management of tactical through strategic levels of command as part of the supported commander's objectives and concepts of operations. The AAMDC coordinates with the JFLIC to define the critical assets requiring defense and further coordinates the ground locations where ADA units will be positioned to execute that defense. The AAMDC also coordinates and integrates AMD plans and operations to enable synchronized efforts within designated areas of operation. It supports theater strategic current operations by providing the AADC up-to-date information on the operational and sustainment status of land-based AMD forces. It supports future operations by participating in air operations planning, gathering intelligence data to predict future threat air activities, and evaluating the JFC's schemes of operations and maneuver. Operation plans and requirements are coordinated with the AAMDC by ADA officers in the core/division functional cells, Air Defense Airspace Management, ATOM elements within the BCTs, and subordinate ADA brigades. The coordination of plans allows for the assessment, prioritization, and apportionment of resources and further dissemination of orders. The supported Army or Joint Headquarters develops and issues a base plan or order. From the base order, all supporting or subordinate Army echelons prepare estimates and begin planning. This may generate requirements to update the base plan due to modifications received. Based on the final order, AAMDC or ADA brigade representatives assist the core/division AMD elements in developing the AMD appendix of the fires annex to the operations order. The AMD section coordinates with all supporting echelons, including the AAMDC and supporting ADA brigades and subordinate units, allowing force tailoring of AMD capabilities to satisfy mission requirements. The AMD appendix directs task organization, coordination, integration, and synchronization tasks, informs subordinate units of their specific missions, and allocates resources required to sustain operations. The AAMDC coordinates AMD-related tasks with joint, interorganizational, and multinational organizations. Additionally, planning and integration requires coordination to economize forces and capabilities and create unity of effort. Optimizing the AMD capabilities of regional partners to contribute to plans also requires synchronization with the overarching theater engagement plans. The AAMDC performs AMD resource allocation. As a theater-level command supporting the combatant commander's AMD requirements, the AAMDC allocates AMD forces in a manner consistent with priorities established by area air defense plans and commensurate with unified command protection plans in support of national objectives. The AAMDC staff participates in all stages of joint planning while developing the AAMDC commander's recommended AMD force allocation to the JFC, JFAC, AADC, and JFLIC. The AAMDC also recommends the allocation of elements to strengthen/establish passive defenses for assets, facilitating the economy of ADA forces. The AAMDC supports the development of the critical and defended asset lists. The AAMDC staff works with the JFAC, AADC, and JFLIC staffs in developing and managing the critical asset list and defended asset list within a joint operations area. The AAMDC staff receives the nominated critical assets from subordinate Army, joint, and multinational elements, consolidates them into a list, and contributes to the prioritization of this critical asset list. The joint and AAMDC staffs then identify the most critical assets that must be defended, given the amount and availability of AMD forces. Defended assets change throughout an operation, as METTC changes. This ongoing integrated process, nomination and prioritization of critical assets, AMD force resourcing, and identification of defended assets, facilitates the efficient allocation or reallocation of AMD forces to provide the degree of protection desired or risk accepted by the JFC for the most critical assets in theater. The AAMDC performs airspace control measure planning and coordination. Airspace control spans joint and multinational activities and can include intergovernmental aspects as well. The AAMDC identifies the most suitable airspace control measures for AMD ground forces and advises the AADC of these. AAMDC personnel then coordinate the measures with the AADC staff, or the Joint Force Maritime Component Commander's staff as appropriate, to ensure the most effective measures are in place in the area of operations. Coordination is continuous as the requirements for and use of various control measures may change throughout an operation, depending on METDC. The AAMDC performs an AMD-IPB. The AMD-IPB is an analysis process to continuously assess air and missile threats to the area of operations. AAMDC intelligence personnel and other staff members systematically evaluate the effects of significant characteristics of the operational environment and the anticipated threat characteristics, and project the quantities and capabilities of the air and missile forces that may be used against friendly assets. These projections allow the AAMDC commander and staff to identify the degree of protection for designated critical assets and to allocate AMD elements accordingly, facilitating designs of the most capable defenses for the assets. AAMDC intelligence personnel also provide or assist their joint or army force counterparts in the development of theater-specific threat information. This information assists ADA officers and staff planners in supported corps or division headquarters in the development of AMD plans and orders. For additional information on the AMD IPB, see ATP 3-01.16. The AAMDC performs AMD reporting. The reporting requirements begin as soon as deployment alerts are received. The reports comprise all aspects of force operations, to include preparation, readiness, certifications, personnel, training, deployments, planning, headquarters and unit locations, communications, weapon statuses, and future planning. Some reporting is formal, and some is more coordination-oriented to assure synchronization with supported forces. Some reports are AMD-specific and reflect the posture of ADA forces and their capability to defend designated assets in the joint operations area. The AAMDC coordinates force protection requirements for ADA forces. ADA forces are not sufficiently manned to provide 24-hour protection from air and missile threats and concurrently force protection against ground threats. The AAMDC coordinates with the JFLC or other commanders, as appropriate, for forces to provide protection against the ground threat. The AAMDC disseminates early warning. The AAMDC, as well as other members of the joint force, develop early warning architectures to detect air and missile threats and warn supported Army, joint and multinational units, and when requested, civilian authorities in the operations area. The AAMDC plans, coordinates, and integrates AMD and other external sensor capabilities to maintain situational awareness of the airspace. It generates and disseminates timely early warning and alert of impending attacks for units or areas at risk. The AAMDC Attack Operations section supports the JFLC and JFAC in the development of targets specifically against the air and missile threat. The section integrates with JFLC and JFAC targeting teams to address AMD objectives in the JFC targeting strategy, and coordinates through JFLC or JFAC targeting personnel to implement a coherent joint theater AMD attack plan. The section enables the deputy AADC to support the JFAC by helping to synchronize the targeting efforts against the air and missile threat, and providing AMD focus to Army deep operations and within the JFLC's operating environment. The AAMDC performs sustainment operations. The AAMDC plans and coordinates sustainment operations. Based on METTC, AAMDC elements are forward deployed into an area of operations prior to hostilities. During contingency missions and wartime, the AAMDC's plan/recommend force requirements and task organize the forces again based on METTC. The AAMDC may mobilize along with some or all of its subordinate ADA organizations, or as a separate AMD C2 capability. Dedicated AAMDC liaison sections or teams deploy to selected major joint operational areas and with Army forces/JFLC elements to assist in the execution of the mission. The AAMDC has the flexibility to organize and employ itself in a variety of ways, to successfully support and execute higher headquarters AMD guidance, intent, and concept of operations. Locations of the CPs, as well as the AAMDC commander, are based on METTC. The AAMDC may collocate its entire CP or an operations and intelligence-heavy main CP with the JOC. It may also collocate an administrative/logistics-heavy CP or element in the proximity of the Air Force/JFLC headquarters. The AAMDC commander has the flexibility with its modular CP to tailor it to meet mission-unique requirements. The placement of headquarters elements requires extensive coordination and determination of force protection support available in that location. Force protection can usually be attained by collocating with supported elements. This must be deliberately addressed during the planning process. Coordination with the supported unit must include a complete understanding of the specific ADA assets that require force protection. To plan operations, the AAMDC uses the embedded planning tools within the AMD PCS. The primary planning tool is the Air and Missile Defense Workstation, AMDWS, which allows the staff to develop defense design options using algorithms based upon broad system capabilities. To assist in force operations planning, it retrieves situational awareness information from Joint Headquarters the Army Battle Command System Network, subordinate ADA units, national intelligence assets, all source centers, and tactical and strategic sensors. The AAMDC also uses the THAAD Portable Planner to plan and evaluate THAAD defenses. Additionally, the AAMDC uses the C2BMC system, see Appendix A, as a means of integrating its assigned theater AMD assets with the United States Strategic Command's Global Missile Defense Plan/Architecture. C2BMC assists the AAMDC as it works to deconflict competing priorities across the operational and strategic levels, enabling the most effective allocation of AMD resources. Engagement operations. The AAMDC provides a joint air picture and connectivity with the controlling identification and engagement authorities in accordance with the Area Air Defense Plan, Special Instructions, and AAMDC Tactical Supplement. This connectivity is conducted through the ADA-FCO. The ADA-FCO serves as the Army point of contact between the ADA-FCEs and the controlling authority. The AAMDC-ADA-FCO provides Army AMD operational expertise and monitors, coordinates, and synchronizes surveillance and engagement activities of ADA assets with joint and multinational AMD units. The ADA-FCO is also responsible for the coordination and deconfliction of upper-tier engagements by joint and multinational systems in conjunction with the Naval Liaison Officer. The ADA-FCO maintains communications with the ADA Brigade ADA-FCOs at other controlling authorities, sharing tactical air pictures and situational awareness, and coordinating for the engagement of upper-tier leakers. The ADA-FCO additionally serves as the conduit for the issuing of fire control or engagement orders from the controlling authority to ADA units. Sustainment operations. The AAMDC plans and coordinates joint Army and multinational sustainment for land-based air and missile defenses and supervises execution of sustainment through its subordinate ADA brigades. Often ADA units or elements are located with supported forces and require sustainment support from them. Required support includes religious, health, financial management, and personnel services, as well as maintenance support by the Support Maintenance Company and signal support by the Expeditionary Signal Battalion. Sustainment support must be coordinated in detail and in advance as much as possible. The AAMDC examines sustainment needs to position land-based air and missile defenses in sufficient time and quantities to meet the JFC's needs in seizing and maintaining the initiative to defeat the enemy. The AAMDC must provide a sustainable force that enables supported commanders to optimize their operations while minimizing adverse impacts from possible air and missile attack. The AAMDC's organic primary and special staffs provide specialized operational, administrative, and logistical support for its task-organized ADA forces. This includes all types of support unique to the theater, from force protection to supply chain management, communications and network operations, and diplomatic and host nation coordination. The AAMDC analyzes the operational environment to account for ground and air threats that may impact friendly infrastructure and the availability of resources, ensuring that adequate support is planned and available for sustainment, resupply, and reconstitution activities throughout all phases of an operation. Sustainment activities focus on how, when, and where to accomplish the functions of manning, arming, fueling, fixing, and moving. Ensuring the adequacy of personnel services, health services, field services, quality of life, and general supply support is also a priority of sustainment activities. The AAMDC commander may establish priorities supporting efforts by phase of the operation, or change priorities during operations, to ensure that operational and force sustainment is provided in accordance with their relative importance to accomplishing the mission. Changes by phase to the defended asset list, or reprioritization of critical assets on the list, will normally affect support priorities and require continual assessment by the staff. Reconstitution activities, including regeneration and reorganization, are conducted to restore the AAMDC and/or its supporting forces to a desired level of combat effectiveness commensurate with mission requirements and available resources. They are implemented when combat effectiveness has been degraded as a result of enemy activity, battlefield damage, or other environmental factors and hazards. Regeneration involves rebuilding the unit through large-scale replacement of personnel, equipment, and supplies, including the reestablishment or replacement of essential C2 personnel and equipment, and the conduct of mission essential training. Reorganization involves the shifting of internal resources within the unit to increase its level of combat effectiveness.